神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Very difficult when you find out that you have a disease that is going to either last a long time or you're going to have it the rest of your life.
当你发现你犯了一种长期性的或是一生性的这种病的时候，对你是很难的。
We call this chronic illness.
我们称作慢性病。
You see, a physical illness that you can treat and after a little while it goes away is very different than an illness that you have found out that is going to linger or may never go away.
慢性病跟一般的生病是不一样的，因为一般的病的话，你去看医生，吃了药，然后就好了。但是慢性病呢，是要跟着你一辈子的。
You see, when they tell you that maybe you have diabetes.
比如说呢，有人说呢，你有糖尿病
，or cirrhosis of the liver，
还是说呢，你有肝方面的病
，or a type of heart ailment that you're going to have to live with，
还是你有心脏的先天性的问题
，or maybe it's arthritis that's going to get worse and worse，
或是你发现你的风湿病越来越糟糕。
There are many, many other illnesses that you will keep either for the rest of your life or for a very long period.
还有其他很多种的那种慢性病呢，会跟着你一辈子或者呢很长的时间。
First, when they tell you or you begin to recognize that there's something that is wrong with you that's not getting better.
首先你会听到一个消息，就是呢你得到的病呢可能不会好起来了。
You first want to go in denial.Oh, that can't be. Not me. I can't have that.
首先你听到这个消息，你会有一种要否认，你觉得说不可能的事情这样的一个情况。
Then when you find out that you really do have this chronic illness, then you may get angry and say, why has this happened to me?
接下来你会生气，你就想说，如果这是真的，为什么是我呢？
And then we go into what we might call a bargaining thing.
接下来呢，就好像你会跟这个病呢一直在争执或摔跤。
Then we see we might begin to say I'm going to live healthier and maybe I'll get well.
然后你就自己想象说呢，我会好起来，我会比较健康的。
I'm going to exercise more.
比如说呢，我要好好的运动。
We try to bargain and to try to change the reality of it.
所以想要用这一些来改变现实。
But when it doesn't change.We may go into a depression.
当现实不改变的时候，或许你就开始陷入沮丧了。
We may think my life will never be the same again.
所以你可能想说，我的人生已经不能够再像以前一样了。
We might say I hate to be so dependent on others when this illness gets worse.
然后就想象说，如果我这个病越来越糟糕的时候，我不想去依赖别人。
Then finally, if we're going to reallycome through this, we're going to have to come to acceptance.
接下来，最后，你一定要到一个阶段，你一定要接受它。
And begin to look at it in a different way.
用不同的角度来看这个病。
To see what we can get out of it and how we can grow through it.
到底我们可以怎么样从这个病的这种心情走出来，而且呢，从这里面来成长。
We are going to have a time of confusion.
我们会有一段时间会很混淆的。
Like I said, why has this happened to me?
比如说呢，你会想说，怎么是我呢？
What have I done to deserve this?
到底我做的什么会造成这样呢？
Have I done something wrong that this should happen to me?
难道是我做错了吗？所以我才有这种结果吗？
Is God punishing me?
是神在处罚我吗？
So we go through these thoughts and these confusing ideas.
那这些想法就在里面混淆我们。
But we don't have to live there with it.
你不需要就在这样的境况里面活着。
Now, I understand what I'm talking about today because I have diabetes.
那我这样谈这些问题的时候，事实上我是体验过的，因为我本身就有糖尿病。
It was a difficult thing for me to accept.
要我接受我自己有糖尿病是很难的。
And I too felt like, because I like to eat.
因为我本身是很喜欢吃的人。
It's a part of my life.
吃呢是我生命里面很重要的一部分。
When I had to lay aside so many things that I liked, it was not easy.
当我需要因为这个病而要避免吃一些东西的时候，对我是很难的。
But then we go on, maybe there is something we can get out of this sickness.
但是接下去我们就要想一想怎么样能够走出这个心情呢?
You see, suffering can do something positive for us.
因为这种痛苦或者是苦难事实上呢可以造就我们的。
We can get a heart of more submission.
比如说呢我们就可以比较顺服了。
Maybe you can open your heart to be more teachable now.
然后呢你就比较能够受教了。
Maybe you'll begin to mellow until you'll be more compassionate for other people.
有时候你就因为这样就比较能够同情别人的境况。
Maybe you would mature through this.
借着这样呢你就会更成熟。
And maybe you will look at life and the values a little different.
然后你看人生的这种价值的看法就不一样了。
You know, personally, it really does get to you.
个别的方面呢事实上呢是会有一些困扰的。
Because in some ways, you're living a life of losing.
因为呢对你个人来讲呢是一种损失。
Sometimes we lose our energy.
损失你的能力你的力气。
We lose our strength and have weak spells.
接下来你就会有软弱有弱点了。
We lose the feeling good.
我们会觉得不是很好。
We lose the ability to work efficiently sometimes.
有时候我们的工作能力呢好像也不够了。
Maybe our sickness makes us lose our concentration.
有时候因为我们的这种病呢让我们不能专心。
Now I can't do the physical and recreation that I once did.
那以前我能做的现在呢有一些活动我不能做了。
Maybe you can't keep up with your friends and social activities anymore.
有时候你的社交生活跟朋友的关系也要减少。
Maybe your sickness is bringing you a loss in your financial area.
有时候因为你的生病呢，也带给你这种经济上的损失。
And you look at yourself, seeing yourself looking not well anymore.
而且呢，看着自己的形容呢，发现呢自己看起来实在是有病容了，不太好了。
Eventually, you might come down to the point where others have to care for you.
到一个地步呢，或许你需要别人来看护你。
And then you might lose control of yourself altogether.
然后你自己呢已经不能够自我控制了。
These are some of the things that people with chronic sickness may have to face.
那这些都是慢性病人需要去面对的。
So we really have to be able to look at ourselves and understand we do not want this to be a negative thing in our life.
我们面对这些的时候一定要让自己知道我不要因为这样子就开始变成一个消极的人。
If we're not careful, we can drink the cup of bitterness.
不然的话我们就喝苦杯了。
Where we reject reality.
我们会弃绝现实。
We try to go on and do things and we recognize little by little that our strength is going.
我们一直要这样子下去的话那我们发现了自己是越来越孱弱。
But we're not going to let anyone else know.
我们不想让别人知道。
We feel very bitter that we have to do this.
里面呢非常的苦毒。
We repress our true feelings.
我们就把我们的真正的感受呢把它压抑下去。
Sometimes we try to act like there's nothing wrong.
就外表上好像假装我什么都没有问题。
But it eats at us all the time.
但是里面呢却整个都在啃吃你的心情。
One of the worst things I think is when we begin to have unrealistic hopes.
那最糟糕的是呢你开始浮起那种不真实的希望。
Now we need hope.
我们当然需要希望。
But, you know, after a while, you begin to follow everything that you read about, that this will help you, this will take it away, this will do it. And really, we know that there is no cure for what we have.
那你就开始看到一些消息，这可以医治你，那可以帮助你，你就以为真的可以帮助你，但是你心深处明明知道是没有办法的。
Sometimes there's those that even will reject medical advice and treatment. They'll get through this by themselves.
那有时候呢我们甚至呢拒绝那些啊医生方面的治疗或者是医药而想说自己找办法。
But they really can't.
但是是没有办法的。
Do you know there are some that use their sickness to manipulate and control people?
有时候有的人用这种病来操纵别人。
Well, you know how sick I am, they say.
比如说呢,他就说呢,你看我现在病得很严重。
You know, this needs to be done and I can't do it, so you're going to have to.
因为我做不了,所以你一定要帮我做。
Sometimes there are those that just want to resist the help of others.
有时候呢,他们也会拒绝别人的帮助。
There are those that when others are kind, they show an attitude that's not very nice.
有时候当别人对他很恩慈的时候呢,他们就显出一份很不高兴的样子。
You can give in to complaining.
有时候会抱怨。
Always complaining.
总是在抱怨。
How are you today?
今天好吗?
Oh, you tell them all the problems that you feel.
然后你就吐出一大堆的苦水给他们听。
Let me tell you, most of the time they don't want to hear it.
事实上别人不喜欢听这些的。
And it doesn't really help. It just enlarges the problem.
那你讲出这些苦水呢事实上对你并没有帮助只是让你来更痛苦而已。
Then there's those that want sympathy.
也有很多人希望别人同情他。
They use it almost as a covering.
有时候呢用这个来好像掩饰自己。
They want everybody to sympathize with them.
要每一个人都跟他表示同情。
Then you have those who feel hopelessness.
也有一些人呢他是好像绝望了。
But you know, we don't have to feel hopeless.
你不需要这样感觉的。
Because this life of ours is only a stage of rehearsal.For eternal life.
因为在这个世上的日子事实上只是好像一个舞台人生的舞台是为了预备我们在永生里面的。
We have a great hope.
我们有一个很大的希望。
We're going someplace where there is no more sickness nor death.
以后我们永恒里面呢是一个地方呢不再有病痛的地方。
And how many people have a grudge against God?
很多人就这样抵挡神。
They feel God is unfair to them.
很多人就会觉得好像上帝不公平。
Now, we realize we're going to have this sickness for most of our life.
当你发现你已经证实说你的下半辈子呢就是要这样子生病过日子。
And most of us for the rest of our lives.
大概就这样子了。
How are we going to cope with it?
那你怎么办呢？
You know, one of the things you need to learn is to learn to cry.
那首先呢,你要学习怎么样哭。
See, you're dealing with your own feelings.
因为你必须要处理你的情绪。
Not tears of the fact you feel sorry for yourself, but the fact of you're losing things, the reality of it.
不是可怜你自己的哭,而是对你的这个现实,你将有一些损失而哭。
I think tears and a right attitude...God notices.
当我们是用一个正当的理由为这样来哭的时候，神了解的。
Then you have to learn how to let go.
然后你就要学习，就让他去吧。
You have to learn how to give up the expectations of life as you once had it.
你可能要放弃以前你对生命的期待了。
You're not going to be able to do those things that you planned for.
你所计划的一些要完成的事情可能做不了了。
Because of your sickness, you realize that you are very limited.
因为有这样的病的话，你已经受限制了。
Then you must learn to rest.
那你要学习休息。
Don't feel bad when you can't be working.
当你不能做的时候，不要觉得不好。
With your physical problem, maybe you need as much rest as possible.
因为你的身体的缘故呢，你可能需要很多的休息。
And then there's another kind of rest.
另外一种休息。
Giving it to God and resting in Him.
把你的事交托神，然后呢，在神的心怀中呢，来休息。
Then learn how to modify your activities and your schedule.
然后你要学习怎么样调整你的日常生活的这些次序或你的工作。
Make it fit your needs.
然后呢，让它符合你的需要。
Learn how to laugh.
也要学习怎么样可以笑。
Laughter is a wonderful medicine.
笑是最好的药。
You say, what do I have to laugh at?
你说或许我有什么好笑的呢？
My friend, the very fact that you still have life.
但是呢，你仍然有你的气息，你有生命。
Maybe you have someone caring for you.
你还有一些关心你的人。
There are many other things around you that you enjoy.
很多在你四周围你还可以享受的事情。
Then learn how to enjoy them.
就要学习去享受它。
Don't become so serious that you can't laugh at things around you.
不要严肃到一个地步呢，什么你都不能，你都笑不出来。
Enjoy the funny things of life.
对那些好笑的事呢，你就去享受它。
It relieves the heart.
这样会让你的心释放一点。
It does something for you inside.
这样对里面是有一些帮助的。
Then we have to learn how to be disciplined.
我们要学习自我控制。
We have to learn how to rely on the doctor's advice.
我们要接受医生的劝告，他们的意见。
We have to get into habits and regulate our food maybe or our exercise or whatever else it might be.
要养成一些必须有的习惯，比如说是吃的习惯或者是运动的习惯。
Then learn to give thanks.
然后也要学习感谢。
In acceptance of what has happened to us, let us learn how to be grateful to our family who is there to support us.
一方面接受我们的这种病，这种长期病，然后一方面呢，我们要来感谢这四周围爱我们、看顾我们的人。
And for friends who are there to help.
然后呢，对那些帮助你的人呢，让他们跟你有朋友的关系。
Learn how to praise God for who He is.
然后呢，也可以来赞美神，为神自己来赞美神。
Now you may say, my life is over, I can't be productive anymore.
或许你说我的生命就这样子，大概就没希望了，不再能够做什么了。
No, you may not be able to make as much money as you did before.
不是的，或许你真的是不能再赚很多钱了。
You can't be in the activities that you once had before.
或许你不再能像以前那么的活跃了。
But you can do something with your life.
但是你还是有你的生命，你可以用你的生命来做事情的。
You can begin to reach out and touch others.
你可以去伸出你的手，然后去触摸到别人。
You can make life different for those whose life is empty.
那对于那些生命空虚的人呢，你可以帮助他们的。
Oh yes, they're healthy. They get about.They're doing things, but they're very empty inside.
你四周围有很多人呢，他们或许是健康的人，然后他们呢赚很多钱，但是心里面却很空虚。
Do you know how many people need a listening ear?
你知道有很多人，有多少人需要有人倾听他们说话吗？
Somebody to listen to them about their problems.
他们需要有人听他们讲他们的问题。
They're not looking for advice.
他们不一定
Just listen.
他们不一定寻求什么好的意见，但他们只是要讲，有人来听就好了。
You can encourage them to discuss about their feelings and their anxieties.
你可以来鼓励这些人呢，让他们讲出来，然后呢讨论他们的感受。
You can listen to them express their anger without judging them.
你不用去评论他们的问题，你只要听，然后让他们表达。
Sometimes you can be very sensitive, and if they don't feel like talking, just be there as a support.
如果对方不想谈的话，你就很安静的就这样子陪着他，你不一定要说什么。
But you say, I have this sickness.
或许你说我本身就是一个生病的人呢。
But see, in the midst of our sickness, we're going to help these others who need this emotional help.
但是呢，即使是你有病，你还是可以帮助那些情绪上需要帮助的人。
Then we can begin to observe some things.
接下来呢，你可以好好的去研究观察一些事情。
Begin to see some things that are needed before someone requests you to do it.
在别人还没有叫你做之前呢，你就想一想我能做什么。
Watch those around you that you love and begin to see their moods and their responses to what is happening.
开始在你四周围的人当中呢，去查究一下，去观察一下他们的情绪怎么样，然后他们在做什么。
And respond to them lovingly.
用爱来回应他们。
You may see something beginning to hurt in the family.
或许你就这样呢，就看到他们有一些心理的伤害。
Begin to work through love, trying to mend this.
你可以用爱来帮助他们。
Be alert to those who are taking care of you that they need encouragement.
对那些照顾你的人呢，你要很机警的警觉到呢，知道他们也需要你的鼓励。
You can certainly find something they are doing that you really want to thank them for and appreciate.
对他们所做的，即使是小事情，也可以对他们感谢。
Watch for signs of depression in those that are around you.
那些在你四周围有这种沮丧的人，你稍微注意一下。
And help them through this by being there and listening and not condemning.
那你就听他们啊，帮助他们，但是呢，不要去批评他们。
Now, you are limited in some of your activities, but you can still do some things.
虽然在活动方面，在身体的活动方面，你比较受限，但是你仍然可以做一些事情。
Maybe you can run some errands for those around you.
帮一些四周人做一些小差事。
Bring friends over, to encourage relationships.
请朋友过来，然后呢，好好的建立友谊。
Maybe you can prepare a special treat to someone who really you feel like needs encouragement.
有时候你也可以请他们，那些需要鼓励的人，你可以请他们。
You see, we don't have to give up life when we have these chronic, illnesses. We can learn to do good in the midst of them.
如果你有慢性病的话，你不需要放弃你的生命，你还是可以做很多很好的事情的。
I had a dear friend who had a chronic illness, and eventually she was in the bed.
我有一个好朋友呢，她有这种慢性病呢，她常常在床上。
Whenever I would go to visit her, I always came back encouraged.
当我去看她的时候呢，我总是带着她给我的鼓励回来。
She lifted my heart every time.
每一次呢，她会让我的心情好起来。
Other people said this too.
很多人也这样子，有这样的经验。
You see, you do not have to be pitiful.
你不需要好像显得很可怜。
Or sorry for yourself.
也不需要自怜。
Or allowed it to cloud everything in your life.
好像因为这样子就每一件事情呢都笼罩着乌云一样。
Be friendly and cheerful.
好好的表达出你的友善还有你的恩慈。
Maybe you can encourage people by sending them a card.
有时候呢你可以送一些卡片给朋友。
Sometimes we can share some physical affection just by a touch.
有时候呢我们可以对对方呢有一点身体的这种情感的表达。
A loving touch, an encouraging word, a caring spirit will make a difference to them and also to you.
对于他们有这种身体的这种爱的触摸或者是鼓励的言语那种关心他的这种表达的话对你对他都会有很不同的结果。
Maybe you have someone that is chronically ill in your family.
或许在家里面你就有一个这样子的家人是这种慢性病的。
Or a dear friend.
或者是你的朋友。
How can you help them?
那你怎么帮助他呢?
Sympathy isn't what they need.
他们不需要你的同情。
We don't want to help them to be sorry for themselves.
如果你要帮助他的话不需要给他们给带给他们那种自怜的那种气氛。
Now it's not easy when someone finds out that they have something like this.
当你发现有一个人呢你朋友或家人有这种问题的时候对你也是很难的。
And for the rest of their lives, they may gradually get worse and worse.
那对他们的话是越来越糟糕。
And so it's going to take from you the ability to support them in those early days.
他们需要你给他们早一点给他们这种从你来的这种力量的支持。
But try to allow them to do as much as they can as long as they can.
尽量的让他们去做他们可以做的尽可能的让他们去做。
Help them to feel that they're still helpful.
让他们知道了他们还是可以做一些事情的。
And that life is not over.
而且生命不是这样就结束了。
That they have much that they can give to others.
他们还是可以有很多可以分享的。
Be there.
在他的旁边。
Support them and love them.
支持他而且爱他。
You may have to go through some times when they get angry or they feel frustrated or they're depressed.
或许你要经过陪他们一段时间你会发现他们有时候会很生气或者是很沮丧。
These are not easy times.
这不是很容易过的日子。
When you see them failing, it's difficult.
当你看着他们越来越弱的时候是很难的。
But try to keep a cheerful outlook.
尽管如此，你还是要试着尽量的表现出一份很快活的那种态度。
Don't tell them how bad they look.
不要跟他们讲说，哎呀，你看起来很糟糕。
They know it.
他们已经知道了。
Now don't lie to them and tell them how good they look.
也不需要骗他们说你看起来很好。
Just don't bring that up.
就不需要讲它就好了。
If you have children and it's your mother or father that's with you, help your children to learn how to love and respect them.
如果你有儿女的话，那你看着你的父母亲有这种问题的时候，你就要让你的儿女们学习来尊敬长辈。
Let the children share in helping them.
也让儿女们呢一起来啊分担你要帮助他们的事情。
A caregiver has a very difficult job.
当你要做这种关怀的这种看护的工作的时候呢，有时候是不容易的。
And you're going to need wisdom.
你需要智慧。
And maybe you're going to need to go to a support group where others just like you are going through the same things you are going through.
或许你也需要啊，有一群人就是跟你一起可以来支持你的人呢，他们也经过这种情况呢，给你一些经验，也需要有这样的人来扶持你。
For those who are now suffering from some kind of a chronic illness, remember, your life isn't over.
记得如果你现在正有这种慢性病的话，你的生命并没有结束。
Try to remember some of the things that I've told you.
记得我刚才跟你提的。
You can order this CD if you would like it.
如果你希望得到这样的一个节目的话，我们可以把 CD 寄给你。
For I would like to see you have a productive life.
我希望你活得很有果效很丰盛。
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be known as the person they know they can find encouragement from?
当一个人让人家知道说他是一个会鼓励人的人，帮助人的话，那是很好的。
I have found in my life with my sickness, the greatest support I have is my Lord Jesus Christ.
我自己有这样的经验，我最大的扶持事实上是我的主耶稣基督。
And life has a meaning for me and a purpose.
对我来讲，我的生命是有目的、有意义的。
And even though I do have several chronic illnesses, God has given me strength to go on.
虽然我有很多好几个这种长期性的这样的啊一个病呢，但是呢，神还是给我力量，可以继续往前走。
So I know it can be. I know you can do it.
所以那就是为什么我告诉你说你还是可以的。
You just have to learn how to depend on him.
只是你要学习怎么样来依靠你的神。
A young woman had a swimming accident.
曾经有一个女孩子呢，她在游泳的时候呢，发生了意外。
She broke her neck.
她的颈部呢，折断了。
And could not move from her neck down.
那从此以后呢，她颈部以下都没有办法动。
She was in her late teens then.
那大概是十几岁的时候。
And when she woke up to the reality of what happened to her, she thought her life was over.
当她醒过来发现她的问题的时候呢，她想说人生大概就这样完了。
She went through many of the things that I have told you about.
她也经过那些过，刚才我跟你讲过的那些过程。
But she found her peace and her help and significance in Jesus Christ.
但是她就从主耶稣里面得到平安，而且从他那里呢得到自己生命的意义跟价值。
Today she still cannot move anything from her neck down.
从到今天还是一样，她的颈部以下都不能动。
But she has become a conference speaker.
但是她成为一个很有名的一个演讲家。
Written books.
她写书。
She paints with the brush in her mouth.
她甚至用了嘴巴含着笔来画图画。
Life is very full for her.
他对他的生命来讲很充实。
Because instead of going into despair, she turned to Jesus.
因为本来是一个很绝望的一个情况，后来他转向耶稣就改变了。
This has happened in many other lives.
这样的情况呢，很多人都有这种经历。
And it can happen for you.
你也可以这样子。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省
高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。